This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, according to the American Foundation for the Blind, more than 20 million Americans report experiencing significant vision loss. The actual number is 21.2 million Americans. That's a lot of people. The definition of vision loss refers to individuals who reported that they have trouble seeing even when they wear glasses or contact lenses, as well as to individuals who reported that they were blind and unable to see at all. What are some of the vision problems that people have? Well, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, macular degeneration are just three problems. Glaucoma can result in tunnel vision, where all side vision is lost and only central vision remains. Diabetic retinopathy can cause blurred and patchy vision. Macular degeneration can lead to a loss of central vision while side vision remains. Different eye problems, but the same result is that people have trouble seeing. 21 million people, or nearly 21 million people, have major vision problems in this country. And you say, why are you talking about vision? For this reason, we're going to talk about one of the greatest miracles that Jesus performed. It's only recorded by Mark. Matthew, Luke, and John don't mention this specific miracle, where Jesus privately takes a man aside who's blind and he heals him. And it's a powerful story, and I begin by reading the scripture. It's in Mark 8, what Jesus did, he does. Opening eyes and opening hearts. Mark 8, verse 22. They, the disciples and Jesus, came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. Now, this is an unpleasant detail. We'll talk about it in a minute, but just bear with me. When Jesus had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?" He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around." Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home saying, "Don't go into the village." And some of you have a footnote that says, some manuscripts say, "Don't go and tell anyone in the village." I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Jesus and his disciples went on to the village around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." "But what about you?" "What about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Christ." Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. I want to deal with this issue right at the beginning. Twice in this passage, Jesus tells people not to tell anyone who he was. I've been asked that question over and over. There hasn't been a week go by in this series that someone hasn't said, "Why does Jesus tell people that kind of thing?" I'll tell you why I think it is. There were people that were hoping that Jesus was going to start a political campaign, that Jesus wanted to open a political kingdom, that that's what he was there, to overthrow the occupational forces of Rome. And Jesus knew the timing wasn't right. He did not want people to think that he'd come to set up an earthly kingdom. What did Jesus say? "My kingdom's not of this world." So I think it was a matter of timing. But the time came when he was declared with power to be the Son of God. By himself, "I am the Son of God." When he's asked at his trial, "Are you the Son of God?" And he said, "You have spoken. I am." That's indeed who he was. And the demons in chapter 1 recognized who Jesus was, and they said this. The demons said, "We know who you are."
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.